New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Today's episode of Don't Make Me Come Back There is brought to you by Dow Vineyards and Winery, an exceptional wine tasting experience just a few hours outside of LA. Immerse yourself in beautiful views, world-class wine, and feeling like you are part of the Dow family. Go to dowvineyards.com/don'tmakemecomebackthere for an exclusive offer for backseaters. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family.
Sure.
My name is Dustin Nickerson. I am a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me at his kitchen table, Iceland.
There's an S in there. I don't know why everyone just ignores
Iceland
the S in
Iceland. Sounds like where a king in Lord of the Rings would be from.
Yeah. The streams of Iceland.
It's alongside me is Stephen English, stand-up comedian, the co-host and the producer of this podcast. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to our little podcast that could. Thank you for being here. We really appreciate it. Welcome back, Backseaters.
Yeah.
If this is your first time, thank you. Please turn your phones off. No heckling. Tip your waitstaff and give it up for the troops.
Yeah.
Let's give it up for the troops. Is that you? That's a self-applaud right there. You are a troop.
Round of applause.
Oh, what are you, you're getting a little cue right here? Mizzou KU announced a basketball series. Mizzou, fresh off a nice weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what a great weekend for our respective sports.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about them. Our respective cities. Thank you guys for tuning in. Once again, we have a very fun episode today. We have a one Trevor Wallace.
Chill.
And this is good news or bad news for some of you guys, because some of you guys like Steven and other don't. Steven is either your least or favorite part of the podcast and nothing in between. But Steven is also in on this interview. So if you're like, listen.
Yeah. I don't think I said more than like 8 words,
though. Yeah. And there's probably no better time than now for me to mention that. Please edit those out.
7 were swears.
Please.
Yeah. I said 8 words.
Beep.
Yeah. But 7 of them
were. Those are Steven's.
Dirty,
part.
Dirty
if
words.
If we could just have Dorothy record just take the words that you said, and then she says them, and then you just lay them over.
Okay, yeah.
So it looks like another episode we have with Dorothy. That would be great.
Okay, yeah.
If you guys are not familiar with Trevor Wallace, he's absolutely hysterical.
He is.
So funny. He is one of my favorite follows on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok.
For the kids. The kids
these
are
days.
All about TikTok.
Hold that thought on TikTok, and I'll get back to it. But you can follow him on Twitter at TrevWall, TrevWall. WALLWALL. You guys know how to spell wall.
Yeah, you guys.
And
on
Instagram at Trevor Wallace. So funny. He has so many funny videos. All of my favorite are the dad ones, though. Naturally.
Yeah.
Dad's on vacation. Who said fajitas? He's regularly quoted in my home. So we have a nice, fun conversation with him. We talk about his career. We talk about his upbringing. We talk about his family. We talk about his parents who have been married for a long time together.
Yeah.
We talk about how we first met kind of on the come up, how we used to host a comedy club. And I use that term very loosely. He used to host the side room in a Marie Callender's that I can't judge because I performed at regularly.
Yeah.
I sent video and availability to get
to a Marie Callender's.
And you know what? It wasn't even the main room. Like, as we said, it was the side room. I didn't even get main room Marie Callender's.
Marie doesn't like shenanigans.
No, I had to perform in the belly room of the Marie Callender's. I didn't get main room. I didn't even get OR. Yeah. But enjoy this episode with Trevor. He's really a great guy, and it was very nice of him to do this podcast.
For
and
sure.
He did our little show there at Lestat's that weekend. TikTok, you mentioned. I'm sure Trevor's on it because he's hip.
He is. He's on
it.
He's
cool.
He's very funny on it.
Yeah. Oh, are you on TikTok?
I downloaded it because I had an idea for one video that I did, and it got exactly 9 views. So I shared it to Facebook and Instagram, where I got another 9 and 10 respectively.
Okay.
But it was worth it. And it's fun. It's just fun to just, it's a fun thing to like kind of cruise through.
Right.
It's fun.
I think it might be the death of culture, but I'm glad that you enjoy it.
No, because you know
what? That's what I'm supposed to think as an old man.
Yeah, but you know what?
Kids these days.
And as a youngster.
Twitter, that's art.
And as a young 22-year-old man.
Yeah, exactly.
As I am.
Aren't you older? How old are you? I always forget how old you are.
I was thinking about this on the way home. I am a couple months away from being officially in my late 30s.
Yeah.
I'm 36 right now. 37 is late 30s.
When's your birthday?
February.
That's right. I always forget you're older than me. Because I hit 35 Thursday.
Yeah.
Going hard at a D&B tonight.
35 years young. Mm-hmm. That's what I say.
You know what? Age is just a number.
Right. Who said that?
It's a sore lower back.
You know who said that?
Who said that?
R. Kelly wrote that for Aaliyah.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Is that true?
Yeah.
He wasn't the only person to say that.
I mean, there's a whole song written about it.
Oh,
that's like the
gosh.
Whole like theme of the album.
Is that true?
It's the whole theme of the album.
Oh my gosh.
He was married to her when she was 15 years old.
What?
Yeah. Age ain't nothing but a number. That's the first time I ever heard it. It was sung by Aaliyah, written by the immortal Robert Kelly. We're on first name basis.
I bet he's mortal. I bet.
I call him Rob. Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I'm nice. I'm glad that you could shower him with praise. You got it?
He deserved it.
Shower with praise? Come on, bro. Keep up. Keep up, bro.
Yeah. I got to clean my glasses after that one. Yikes.
I almost said golden shower with praise, but I didn't want to give it to you too obviously. Like, did you see Joker?
Not yet.
The big like reveal is like, I'm not gonna spoil anything here.
Sure.
But the big reveal, they reveal it and then they like recap. They're like, just so you get it. And like, yeah, you know, we got it.
Yeah, we're adults. It's an R-rated movie. We have to be 17 or older to watch this.
Unless you're a cool parent. No, do not take your kids to see that movie. I won't even take my wife to see it. She's an old lady. That woman is old.
Well, her hands are.
Burn.
Burn her hands.
Oh,
burn her hands, dude.
For those of you who think that's too hard, I want you to know that Melissa is laughing so hard when she listens to this as she wears gloves and does the dishes. Not that she, I'm not like, hey, stay home and do the dishes, but that's when she generally listens to this.
Right.
She usually listens to it Tuesday while I'm at Lestat's, and she's got these big purple gloves, like the Joker gloves in the first Batman.
Right.
You know, and just gotta protect those hands. Anyways, thank you, Melissa, for being your very best backseater, and I'm sorry for saying those things about your hands. I didn't say anything about your hands, Steve.
You didn't. I did.
You brought it up.
And I will not apologize.
Those of you guys who came out to my shows this weekend, thank you.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So great. Tampa, Atlanta, Dallas, Houston, you guys are great. You wore flannels. You guys are supportive of the podcast. You guys all told me how much you hoped Steven would feel better and how glad you were that he wasn't on the show, which I totally get.
I appreciate both of those sentiments.
Exactly. If you're interested in seeing me doing stand-up comedy, again, I'm going to be, or anytime soon, I'm going to be at the Grandstand on December 14th in San Diego, California. I'm going to be at Spokane Comedy Club on February 9th. Zany's Comedy Club, February 26th in Nashville, Tennessee, and Tacoma Comedy Club on March 28th and 29th in Tacoma, Washington. Go check those things out. Wear some flannels. Come get a sticker. You know, do the things that we do at our comedy shows.
Yeah.
We love when you guys email us. We absolutely love it. And I just got this email recently from Ryan D. We'll say Ryan D. I don't know if he wants his full name on there, so I'm just going to say
Ryan Patrick Douglas
Mahomes
the second.
Subject, school drop-off and pickup.
Yeah.
Guys, since this is a family show, let's talk about school drop-off and pickup lines. Does anyone feel like their blood pressure goes up 10 points every time they have to go and they're not the typical parent? You feel so unprepared, so uneducated and unexperienced, like a green infantryman entering into a battle you have no experience.
Hoorah!
You did a lot of
hoorah.
You did a lot of battle time.
A lot of battle with my headphones
in
on
your
in
swivel
the basement,
chair. Yeah,
in a chair.
You
getting
battled
lunch,
that swivel chair.
Getting lunch brought to me.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was very nice.
There's a lady that double parks. There's the person that stops in the red. There's a person that shoves 19 kids out of the car. I didn't even know they made minivans that have that many seats. Let's talk serious. What are some tips, techniques, tactics to not be passive aggressive jerk of a parent, and make your community a little better? Love, you guys love to hear you guys' experiences in the battlefield, the school drop off lines. Appreciate the podcast. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. So first off, my first advice is be so judgmental.
Yeah.
Hate all those people.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I think hate is a very natural emotion. I think it's a good emotion.
Yes.
I think you should look at them and not judge them on their like driving or just their parenting, but to really, to the core, think that they're a bad person.
Right.
To think that they were a mistake. Mm-hmm. To think that for some reason the love of God does not extend to them.
They're a blight.
They're a blight.
I like to say that.
And but never to tell them that.
Yeah.
Never.
Or if you do, tell it to them in a very like hoity, say a pox upon you. Say that and knock on their window.
Yeah.
Good sir.
Slap them with a
pox
glove.
Pox upon you.
Yeah.
And then you just turn around and walk away.
So they have no idea what you said.
No.
Perfect.
No. They're very confused.
Never tell them any of them that, but do tell your kids that.
Sure.
And then let it get back to them.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
let it be low key, some internal corruption,
mm-hmm.
like a virus.
Right.
You put a virus in that family.
Right.
And let them combust within.
You teach a man to fish. He'll fish. You know, you give a man a fish.
Yeah.
He'll eat for a day. You turn a kid against that dad.
Mm-hmm.
And then he.
Then he does.
Shoots
then
himself
no
in the
more
head.
Fishing trips. Then no more fishing trips. And he fishes his dad out of the river.
Where were you going
with that one?
I really thought I had something.
You're so confident on that one.
I jumped in confidently.
But really cherish those moments because taking your kid into school is like a really special thing, and you won't get that for the rest of your life as you hold their hand, you walk in, and you get those experiences of just knowing, you know, you were that kid with your parents, and time is fleeting, and you pass it forward, and you may or may not go. So to cherish every second and just ignore what other people think and what they're doing, because those moments are about you and your kids. But mostly
the first one. But mostly the judgmental.
Yeah, absolutely.
And,
thanks for the email, Ryan. We really appreciate that. That is very nice of you. You sound stressed, my man. Like, I read emails like that, and they're like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Like you're wham.
First of all, he said when you're not the normal. So what's your relationship? Why are you just picking up random kids? You're like, have you noticed that they're judgmental when you just like grab a kid?
Then maybe that's why he's so stressed, because he's around kids and he wants anybody. They're not his.
But they're not
his. He's like, I'm trying to take this kid and I'm stressed.
Right. Just want some practice.
Yeah. You need to chill. You need to relax. What you need to do is you need to go up to Dow Winery and Vineyard. You saw that one coming?
Yeah. you get 0 points. You get 0 points for that one.
You know why? It's not because of the words. It's because you saw me look at the phone.
No.
You saw
me go
into the next thing.
You were winding up. You were winding up for a solid minute.
Oh, well, let's go full reason that I was winding up for that, because the thing wasn't recording, and that's the second time we just read that email.
All right. Oh, that's allegedly.
Because we did a 20-minute intro, and
that's
I'm trying
allegedly.
To go to Dave & Buster's for my birthday.
That's also
I think
allegedly.
There's a whole bit on birthdays and age in here that's probably gone. That we just gave that for Bach. Bach gets to hear that. Dorothy left you.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
She's gone.
She's gone. She's like an NSYNC song, man. Or the old me's dead and gone.
Or that
gone. No, that's
Ben Affleck
one.
Movie.
Gone.
Gone Girl.
Yeah. Guys, Steven didn't love my intro in there, but
no.
He does love. Absolutely. Loved out Vineyards.
I do. I honestly do.
Absolutely. I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
So tell me what you like about it.
What's
so special about it?
Here's what's so special about it is, number one, it's a family biz.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like the, and you can, and when you get up there,
just like
you,
don't make me come back there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Steven and I are not
we're
family.
Actually cousins.
Oof, don't touch.
We're
don't
cousin.
Like any part of that.
I'm touching him right.
His dad
on,
almost died next to me on a plane.
That's close enough, dude.
Yeah.
That's basically stepbrothers.
It's
right
a
there.
Family business.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a word. You tell me whether or not that applies to Dow Vineyards and Winery.
We'll do.
Scenic.
Yes.
Mm. Serene.
Yes.
Mm. Tranquil.
Yes. I think. I don't know. I think you might be saying tranquil, but...
No. Those are different words.
Tranquil?
Yeah, I think that is a word. As in tranquility?
But it's like tranquil, not tranquil.
Okay. All right. Well, whatever it is, I think they both apply.
Okay. Well, you know.
Yeah. Tranquil sounds like an off-product NyQuil. Tranquil sounds like NyQuil that's transitioning into DayQuil. It's in between. It's Tranquil.
Well, it
come
should
on, bro.
Be.
Come on, don't whatever you're saying. It's not as good as mine.
It should be behind like the thing. They should like keep it because you can make drugs out of it, but they don't. Do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Tranquil sounds like something you get to make meth with.
Yeah,
it was,
and they don't care. They're just like, hey,
here's
what you want
going on there. How about this combustible?
I would say no.
Okay. Romantic?
I would say yes.
Yeah. guys, my wife and I had the opportunity to spend some time at Dal Vineyards and Wineries. Unbelievable. We loved it so much. It's an incredible winery. It's the highest elevation on the Central Coast of the wineries, which makes for killer views when you're up there sipping amazing wines. It's a quick drive from L.A., and when you're there, well, what we love so much about it is you really do feel like you're a part of the Dal family.
Yeah.
It's outside of Paso Robles.
Paso Robles.
Like I said, it's located at 2,200 feet. The whole property is stunning. The food is great. The wine is even better. You guys are going to love it. And we have a special offer to you guys, your backseaters, that you can become a Dal member for the day.
Yeah.
Including that is VIP tasting, exclusive access and seating, a guided tour of the state, and a surprise gift for $45 a person.
Yeah.
What a deal. What a sweetheart deal that is. And if you're to check that out, you're going to go to dalvineyards.com/don't make me come back there. That is DAOU, dalvineyards.com/don't make me come back there. So be sure to check that out.
And I found out what the actual surprise gift is.
Oh, what is it?
It's a bunch of cough medicine.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's
a bunch of Tranquil.
Tranquil.
It's a bunch of Tranquil.
What it is. Yeah. For,
and that thing, that stuff's worth its weight. In meth.
In meth. Okay. I wanted to read this one. I wanted to read a couple real quick. Oh, I missed that one. Why does it need a title? Someone give us a 4-star one. I didn't read this. Did you read this? I know I'm going to catch flack from Steven for giving it a 4.
Yeah.
But I just can't in good conscience give a husky. Here's looking at you, Dustin. 5 stars. Go Ducks. Okay. First off, that I understand that, but know that hurts my livelihood.
Just for a bit.
Yeah. I first found this podcast from the episode with my funny friend Annie F. Downs, and I stayed around for all the PNW references, Pacific Northwestern stories, that make me feel good about my own questionable parenting choices. Keep up the good work. That's from KBS 08. Here's an actual 5-star one, which would be nice. 5 stars. I love this pod. It's hilarious. That's all we're asking for, people.
There you go.
And here one. This one is from Coach Lori S. 5 stars. Discovered Dustin by accident.
Yeah.
Boy, am I glad.
Yeah.
His material is about life and so funny. I love listening to his podcast. I listen to Dustin because I need a break from all the stress of my life. So if you don't live near Dal, that's your option. He's funny, refreshing, and down to earth. I'm a big fan now. If you notice, none of these involve you. It's very intentional. I'm a big fan.
Right.
Even listening while I'm on the mower. I have 2 acres to mow, so that's 2 hours plus. I'm mowing and laughing. My neighbors just stare.
That's too many acres.
That's too many acres.
So one of those acres.
Guys, send us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. We'll have some more voicemails for you guys next week. And if you guys want to call to ask for some more bad parenting advice that probably won't work, it's called, what's the number?
619-292-8787.
And make sure to leave us reviews and follow us on social media and tag us.
Not two.
And use those little Instagram stickers. That we have. You guys are the best. Enjoy this episode with Trevor Wallace.
Comedy in San Diego is one of my favorite cities.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's just like, I feel like nobody here is stressed out.
No.
Like, nobody
That's our
even
motto.
Knows what CNN is. They're just like, we're just here, man.
I did an impeachment joke up top tonight.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And I don't think they knew.
Oh.
I don't.
I mean, they're just such, it's just not a bubble per se, but it's just a very like, oh, we know what's going on, but also,
yeah.
it's Margarita Wednesday.
Yeah, exactly.
You expect me to?
It doesn't even have to alliterate. No, exactly. Margarita Monday?
Yeah,
no.
Because Monday,
Tequila Tuesday? No.
It's like AMF Mondays. Like it starts with an A, and they're like,
and that's actually it's actually more broken down to the time of day. Like it's Margarita hour.
Yeah.
Because we hit
yeah.
Caroline's and coffee. You know, right. we had Irish coffee in the morning.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because a winter drink.
Yeah. Right. Patron at 3 p.m. Yeah. That's all at work. We're doing a coffee run at 3 p.m.
Yeah, it's very chill. I've always said like this city is like full of part-time lifeguards.
Yeah,
like a very but they're totally chill with it.
But I like it because I feel like sometimes you're in Los Angeles or like in big cities, you're working on a crowd that's already stressed out. So not only you got to get them to a zero and then up higher.
Right.
You know,
right.
They're starting at a low point.
Yeah.
So your comedy right out of the gates.
Yeah.
If it's a banger,
yeah,
it gets them to median. It gets them flatline. Yeah. It gets them at a normal level.
Yeah.
And then you start crushing goes up. Yeah. But here, everybody starts just good. There's no digging.
It's bonus. They're like, right. This is an extra nice part of my day.
Exactly. Right. And I had a bunch of friends that went to San Diego State. So I'd come down here and like see the party world and the comedy.
Do
out
they
here.
Party much at SDSU?
Oh,
yeah, I know. Oh. We live like a mile away from the campus.
Oh Jesus!
Yeah.
I mean, every once in a while you probably see like a tumbleweed of just like a natty light box floating by. And you're like, honey, we should move.
You know where you see the tumbleweed is like in the like alcohol section in the Vons at like 8 on Friday.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you're going to get booze for the weekend, you have to get it on Thursday.
Yeah, Everybody's walking out at, like, 11 p.m. with Steel Reserve. It's like, girls in, like, a short skirt and stilettos. They're like, you know what Steel Reserve is?
They had to go to the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're the like, I guess it's a Four Loko night. And the guy's like, Four Loko Friday. And they're like, hey, there we are. Back on brand. Yeah, man. San Diego's an escape from reality for me, at least. Like, I would come down, visit my friend. My best friend went there. I would visit him. I would have a reckless night. I would wake up the next morning and be like, I need to get out of here immediately. I don't need to see this place in the light, you know?
Yeah.
And then
it was like a more chill Vegas for you.
Yeah.
Like it's like, whew, it's an arm's reach.
Yeah, exactly. It's interesting. It's Vegas if Hawaiian shirts were your theme. Like, right.
Vegas, but take a sweater just in case.
Yeah.
Like, you never take a sweater to Vegas, but you bring a light jacket down.
Yeah. Light jacket.
It's Vegas just with more of like flat bills.
Yeah, I am a fan of the French fries and the burritos.
Oh, the Cali burrito.
Cali burrito.
Yeah.
I love that.
My first, so I'm from Seattle originally.
Gotcha.
We moved here like 8 years ago. And I had a friend. He's like, dude, we're going to go play soccer. It's a big pickup soccer game. I was like, all right, that's cool. And he goes, we should get some food first. And I go, that's great. And he's like, you got to get a, I go, what do I get? You know, I guess Mexican is there. He's like, you got to get a Cali burrito. So I had a full Cali burrito. So for people who don't know, that's a carne asada burrito with French fries in it.
Right.
And then went and played soccer.
Oh.
And threw up at halftime. That you
wow.
Cannot.
You went until halftime? Yeah. That's the magic right there.
I was slowing down. There was like a knob on my back that was just being turned like.
Yeah.
He wasn't even playing. That's the crazy part.
He was on the sideline.
He was coaching.
Guys, I got to sit down. Dustin, you're already sitting down.
Yeah. I was hallucinating 10 minutes in.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm just sweating salsa at
this
point.
That reminds me. I got a friend I went to college with that lives out here, and his dad owns a barbecue shop out here. I forget what the name is.
Okay.
But it's
we can't name them anyways.
Yeah.
Them paying,
they're not sponsored.
Exactly.
I came down here to do two shows. Spencer, it might have even been here. I was doing Madhouse and one other. No, Madhouse, and I was doing El Prez.
Okay.
Sorry to. Sorry if that's turf.
No, look at our crowd and look at El Prez's crowd.
Yeah,
those are different people.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Man.
So I go there and I hadn't seen this guy in like 2 years, and he serves me up the biggest plate of brisket I've ever seen. And I love brisket. I'm not saying no. Pours me like a bunch of IPAs. I don't even like IPAs, but hey, it's free. And I'm like, I'm not going to not.
You're a responsible citizen.
And I just rolled out of there just feeling like Jigglypuff. Like, well, time to go perform. And I was at the Madhouse stage just like literally just. Like, and I don't know if you've ever eaten a lot or drank something carbonated before it's set. And you like, you have to like
yeah,
go off
you have to
the
get
side.
The burps out of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was literally, it was a 10-minute set. Yeah. And I was like, can we do this again tomorrow?
I sometimes will bring a beer on stage for a longer set.
Nice.
But it's an aesthetic.
Yeah. Because if I'm sipping it along the way, like if I'm actually drinking that along the way.
Yeah. Oh, dude. I mean, I like just black coffee, but this club I went to, they're like, yeah, we only have Red Bulls. And I was like, okay, yeah, this should be fine. And I drank two of them because I'm a lunatic. I'm 5 minutes into my set, and like I had to you know, a ventriloquist talk out of the side of the mouth. I was like, I was doing my bit, but burping out of the side. So I looked so, I was like, ugh, I mean, and obviously the mic probably picked it up. So I don't know, but I clubs listening, please, just an ice black coffee.
Yeah,
that's all I need.
Piece of cake.
That's all I need in my rider, you know.
Well, we appreciate you coming down. So you would come down. Where did you go to college?
I went to San Jose State. So pretty much the mature San Diego State.
Yeah,
just a bunch of engineering students, a heavy commuter.
Yeah.
There's like four frats. But, yeah. You know, it was a good time out there.
They're SDSU students when they're 27.
Yes.
There's still a little bit of that there.
Right.
But not
they
full
still
tilt.
Get it itching on Tuesdays, but it's Tequila Tuesday, and you're like, no, you're 27.
No.
You have a PowerPoint at 8 a.m.
It's go to work Tuesday,
But if I drink a Red Bull and take an Advil at 7:30, I should be fine. Yeah, man, I cut way back on any drinking, really. It's just brutal.
Yeah.
It's rough and on the shows and all that, so.
It's great. Yeah, what about your fans, though? Do your crowds get pretty rowdy?
They get very rowdy.
I
mean, you look at the videos I post and it's like, it makes sense.
Sure.
You know, I love them because they're always energetic.
Yeah.
Like I just did a Monday in Charlotte, right?
Yeah.
Which on paper doesn't sound like it's going to be a rowdy crowd.
No.
You're thinking like Monday, people are tired.
Yeah.
You would think it was the 4th of July.
Your fans don't have jobs.
Oh,
your
dude, the last 4th of July. Their job is to drink. Like they're all like essentially like every friend group has that one guy that like is in between jobs, but it's been like 9 months.
Yeah, your fans are the only ones that have to go to Money Tree before they buy your ticket.
Oh yeah, exactly. They're quick
or
and
their
low.
Parents.
Yeah, exactly.
Or
yeah, they're the guys that are like, yeah, Dad, can I get $20 for a movie? It's like, what? We have Netflix. So no, they're great, and I love my fans. And like that's a comment that a lot of whoever like I'll bring on the road with me or whoever does a show with me, like, dude, your fans are just ready to go.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, dude. I mean,
you would rather that than the opposite. I mean, it's like Bert Kreischer's fans are the same way. You know, like you want that more than the Poetry Slam vibe, or you know, it's a great. I mean, they're excited to see you, right?
Yeah.
Tonight we had some people walking by, like they were like outside, like is that?
Yeah.
That's new.
Yeah. So I love that for me. Yeah. And it's just cool because their excitement fuels my stage presence. You know? Like I'm already a pretty energetic guy up there.
Yeah.
But when they're just cheering and it's back and forth, it's just like this building of like adrenaline.
Yeah.
And you know, I get off like exhausted.
Yeah.
It was fun.
That's exactly right. I mean, Marin talked about that when he's like, the goal of stand up is like, it's like to say you're trying to get laughs is too simple. Really what you're trying to do is make a connection.
Yeah.
And that's what you're talking about. You kind of connect with their energy, like, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll ride this wave.
And I mean, they're great. And then if I like, I don't really rip into the crowd, but if somebody yells something out, it's like, I don't know what it is, but the caffeine in me will just shoot something right back at it. And the crowd's like, ah!
Yeah, I'm sure they love it.
Oh, it's great.
Getting roasted by you would be a dream come true for them, right?
Oh, it's great.
Because like, it's not really adversarial.
Oh, like a great example was recently at a show. So I have this character, Bryson, is a Zoomies guy.
Yeah.
And his like arch nemesis is Chad, right? And then in the show, I asked this guy up front what his name is, and he goes, "Oh, my name is Chad." And all I said was, "Your name is Chad," and they're just like,
and they lost their minds.
It literally was like a sitcom. Like I said a word, and they just erupted.
Yeah,
and it's so cool because it's that connection there of just like. Just so stoked to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been wondering because what I brought you up to where you did, you have over 100 million views. Everything's crazy and great. Like, when are you going to stop being so humble?
Dude,
when
I don't know.
I need you to get.
I don't.
I want you full tilt diva.
I get that comment from a lot of people. Like, even girls will be like, you're nice, but like, you could.
They want you to flex a little more.
I had a girl literally told me she stopped talking to me because I was too nice. I was like, How do I?
What she wants you to be more like Chad. Right.
What am I, exactly. What am I supposed to do? Like buy her drink and slap it out of her hand? I don't know how to be like.
Oh, Trevor.
That's what's hard is like my family's background is my parents are still together after 30 years.
Yeah.
They hold hands while listening to NPR and driving. Like that's what I come from.
Yeah.
Like it's so hard for me to just be like, oh yeah. Suck on that, Vanessa. It's like, I can't. Right. Like, then afterwards, I'd be like, I'm so sorry. I didn't. Right.
Nessa, like, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm you told me about this, that. Yeah.
You know? And I don't know, like, at what, I think it's the mill on Instagram is when you can, for me, I have different levels of flexing. I think.
Right.
Like, I think something I want to achieve is I want to be able to unfollow everybody from my hometown. And they're like, oh, that makes sense. Right?
Yeah.
Because right. If you unfollow somebody and you got like 3,000, you're like, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, like, if they're like, oh, that was coming.
Yeah,
I was surprised
yeah,
you didn't
yeah,
do
yeah.
that earlier.
Yeah,
you know?
Or, like, everybody that hasn't messaged you, like, a, hey, thanks for still following me.
Oh, my God.
Because that person, you'll keep following
yes,
them, right?
Exactly. One of my favorite things was this girl from my hometown. She posted some pictures, and they ended up going, like, really, like, she got like, 100,000 followers
yeah.
in, like, 3 weeks. And she's very attractive. Mm. And she moved to L.A. and blocked everybody from my hometown. And it was funny because
just like that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And I was like, power moves only.
Yeah.
Like, and she messaged everybody from like our home, or like we were in a group chat, me and my buddies, like, yo, did you get blocked by it?
Yeah.
Like, I said her name. Let's call her Courtney.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. And I was like, yo, did you get blocked by Courtney? And he's like, let me check. And right back, yo, I can't find her account. And I was like, that's what I want.
Now, did you get blocked by Courtney?
Kardashian.
Is
it Kardashian? You could say it's Kardashian. Just,
yeah.
Just
you know, I do be hanging out with the Kardashians.
Because that'd be an even bigger yeah. flex from her if oh she also God. Blocked you.
I don't think she blocked me.
Oh, yeah.
Block her.
Like, now you can
block
well,
her
I
right
didn't,
now.
I guess. I don't
and know. Then I block her.
Yeah.
But I think that's a goal. I see people that follow zero people on Instagram, and I'm like, that is insane to
yeah
me.
Yeah
all you open Instagram and all you see is your own post. That's the worst thing.
Do you like it and leave?
Yeah, then
boom,
you just
boom,
scroll
I'm out of here.
On
yeah.
the same thing you saw
right.
yesterday.
Yeah,
I can't be someone who probably has like a person who does their Instagram like
yeah
for
yeah.
them right?
Oh yeah,
like, don't you, like because like yeah what would you
that's
see
boring.
Yeah. what would you even see just
yeah it's like watching your old concert videos. You're like, I was there, I don't need to see this stuff again. So I think that's fame for me. I don't know. I'm just happy to be here. That's really all it is. I'm happy that I don't have to work a desk job and I get to do
yeah.
comedy full time. And the rest is kind of just, the rest is extra credit.
Yeah. Do you think it's because a lot of the roots for you, like timing wise, are in stand up though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so a lot too, because
yeah.
in a stand up world, I'm more so subconscious of like other stand ups being like, he'll flop.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm just trying to be like, no, like I, trust me, I've been through where I was doing two open mics, three open mics a night. Like,
yeah.
I've been in those, in the back of flappers at, you know, like 1 a.m. on a Friday night being like.
Right.
So I think it's just knowing how fast it can come and go.
Because
I worked in social media before this for All Def Digital. Are you familiar with them?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, I did their social media for like 3 years.
Really?
And through that time, I was just learning how to use social media. But also, I would see so many people pop real quick. They
yeah.
get real big, bunch of followers for whatever trend. And then they just stop. And then they just start like hosting clubs in like Tuscaloosa. And I'm like, I don't want to ever be hosting
yeah.
clubs in Tuscaloosa. I'll just stand up there. But
everything that you said about that was wrong.
Yeah.
Hosting clubs, Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
It's,
I'll tell you.
You're rolling on a Monday in Tuscaloosa.
They put a DUI checkpoint in front of my show. So I think I just knowing a place of like the internet side, knowing how fast it can come and go, and the stand-up side is like you have to earn your respect. If you
right.
just stop hitting, you know, like I try to just do spots in town.
Yeah.
Like people
yeah.
hit me up, be like, do you want to do my bar show? And then they'll write back if I don't respond. In like an hour, they're like, it's 2 free drinks. And I'm like, whoa, we're driving to downtown tonight, boys. So I honestly just, I don't know. I've met some real arrogant people. And it's just like,
yeah,
you hear about these people and you meet them. You're like, oh, that's real. I'm sure you've dealt with that.
Very few, though, like, because you're right, because mostly what we hang around with is, like, comics, and, you know, every comic I've ever met at every level, like, with a couple exceptions, has imposter syndrome
yeah.
or panic or the things
oh
they
my
have.
God, dude. I was talking to you about the show earlier. Before I go on, like, any show, like, if it's a packed house, if it's sold out in Charlotte, I'm, like, behind the curtain about to go up and I'm in my head like
yeah
they're not gonna like mm-hmm. I gotta work harder for this or whatever so
yeah
it's I love that from the stand up side.
Yeah.
Because if you just do videos and then stand up, you know, it's big reality check.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of those like guys who are doing it, like you know, I've talked to various people who like work in clubs and like people will come see them once.
Yeah, and you know, that's the biggest thing that my managers were telling me is like, all you should worry about is getting the second show.
Mm.
You know, yeah. You want them to come back.
Right.
Because if the show sucks, but they're your favorite internet comedian, they'll sit through the 40 minutes because they're getting a picture afterwards.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're
yeah.
flexing to their friends. I met so-and-so.
Right.
So the best thing you want is next time you post or the club post.
Right.
Back again. You know, you want people to be like, oh, let's go again.
Yeah, exactly. They want to know that because they already follow you and that shows like, okay, they have some worth. You've shown the
yeah.
follow. But they want to know that they can pay $20, $30, whatever to see you again.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that keeps me wanting to be a better comedian and write more and do more jokes. Because like, if you go back to a market, somebody's already seen you and you open with the same bit.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll give you leeway if you tag it up some yeah, more. Yeah. And it's like, oh, we only heard. And people say weird compliments after shows without complimenting you.
Yeah.
They'd be like, yeah, you changed. That was like a, was that like a third new? They like tapped their wife. I was like, yeah, I think it was like 38% was new.
They're breaking it down.
Oh, my God. Or the big, I like how you tagged. You added more to that bit.
Oh, man.
And you're just like, all right.
I had someone come up to me after the Irvine Improv show a couple, uh-huh. and they're like, "This is my fourth time seeing you this year."
Right.
And I was like, "That's too many times."
You're like, "Hey, yeah."
Yeah, and she goes like, "I just your jokes to me are like songs. Like, you know, even though I've heard them so many times, like wow. I still like them." I'm like, "Man, I wish you wouldn't be saying these things.
Yeah,
these hurt my feelings. You got to give me more than a year."
Yeah. What are some weird things? I had this happen early on, and so we actually got to work together at a Marie Callender's.
Yeah. Yeah, talk about flexing.
Yeah, we did right. comedy.
First off, we're not in the main room of
not
the
even
Marie Callender's.
The
right?
side room.
We're in the side okay. room.
The belly room of Marie yeah. Callender's.
We literally, and you do, you literally do get paid in pie.
Yeah.
You get pie for doing the show.
But he says it like it's like you're about to turn down the gig, and he's like, but that rhubar. And you're like, okay, all right.
All right.
They got pumpkin back there. So we did that show together, and where was it going with this train of thought? Oh. Afterwards, this show and it, the demographic was very much older.
Yeah,
and I.
It's
I
a restaurant. It. You're in a restaurant.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
yeah. And there, I remember doing it. You're like they, your stage is like a piece of plywood.
Oh yeah, I mean you're not going into Marie Callender's if you're age 20 unless you're like a Postmates driver. You're not like. there's no reason that you need to be in there unless it's Graham's birthday.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So I was hosting in. I was hosting there every Friday and Saturday for like 2 years because that was the stage time I'd get in L.A. first yeah. on. And I remember this dude afterwards. The older guy comes up to me, and he just gives a firm handshake, which already throws me off. Just
yeah.
shake it, you know? And he goes, did you give it your all up there? Because I think you gave it your all up there. And it was like, it just sounded like a dad in a Disney movie, like abandoning his family before that. I didn't know what to say to that.
Yeah. Oh, like, man.
Because I didn't give it my all. No. Like, no, Marie Callender's. I'm getting heckled by somebody just with whipped cream in the back.
I get a lot of ones. I like when people don't know the right words to say. So, like, someone will say, like, I enjoyed your content. I've heard that one
oh,
before.
Yeah.
Or I've heard better than I thought you were going to be, which is like, sheesh.
Right.
I mean, what did you think out of the gate? Were you making judgments like, this
guy? Dude, I mean, everybody has that in their own way. Like, I look so just like such a just angsty teen that you'd just be angry at. Like, you'd see me crossing the street and
yeah.
be like, look at this guy, huh?
Right.
So I get a little bit of that, too. For some people, they're like, you know, you had a point of view up there, you know?
But, you yeah, had a point.
I would imagine. I think the worst is when people if you're on like a showcase with multiple people that confuse your bits, they're like, you had that bit about binoculars.
Mix-
those, and then you got to slowly let them down. Yeah. Be like, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't yeah. have a bit about binoculars. Yeah, yeah. I knew, was that? Is that
even more so when they get your whole demographic. Or like someone came up to you and they're
right.
like, oh, you had that bit about your kids? And you're like, no. I don't have kids at all.
Yeah.
You know what the comment I get the most is when I'm hanging in a lobby after show is John coming out? when you open for a famous person.
And you're like, if you buy this t-shirt.
If you buy the VIP.
He might come
we'll
out.
See. We'll
so
see.
You buy a t-shirt or make your own t-shirt based yeah. on one of his catchphrases.
Dude, openers, it's in the eyes of a comedian, it's such a great role. But in the eyes of a crowd, so much disrespect.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like even like the comments you said, like you're pretty good for an opener. You're like, yeah, this is my job.
Yeah. There's a Jen Folweiler. She has a big SiriusXM show, and she was nice. I did her show recently because she came and saw us at Caroline's, and I was opening for John out there.
Nice.
And like she came out and like on the interview. So this is going out like to her. You know, she's like on Sirius. It's huge station. She's like, yeah, you went up, and I was like, here we go, opener.
Oh, God.
Wow. And I just kind of ignored it for, like, the first 5 minutes or so, and then I was like, oh, everyone seems to be enjoying this. I should pay attention, and then you were great. And I was like, man, this is all – I hate everything that you're saying right now.
That's what I'm saying.
Way to put me in a good emotional spot before interviewing me.
That is the disrespect, and then the hosts get – I mean, you guys are doing – dang arenas now, so there's no host, it's just you then John.
No, there's Aaron Weber usually goes up and truly hosts. He opens, he does 10 minutes cold, and those biggest shows, like half the crowd's still sitting down.
Yeah, you're literally the movie previews of just like, oh well, when they're done, Peter pattering around, then John comes out.
Exactly. They don't care. What I wonder though is like, is do you already start to miss, or I mean, I guess you still have examples like that is true, the disrespect, but a crowd that doesn't know you and then you turn them to you is the best feeling in comedy.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's great. And that's a lot of fun because what I sometimes do if I can, it's not as much now, but early on when I was just doing like one-nighters, I would do a one-nighter Thursday and then see if I could feature and open for somebody on the weekend.
Yeah.
Because now I'm playing to a crowd who doesn't give a
exactly.
And it's nice because I mean the feature spot is just a layup.
Yeah,
you know? Not a layup, but it's
on in a club. It is.
Yeah,
if you're bombing in the feature spot.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like I was talking to somebody about this recently. I was featuring or I was opening for Bargatze up in Seattle where I'm from.
Awesome.
And this one's like, oh man, yeah, monster sets. I was like, listen, if like I'm bombing. Doing 20 in front of a crowd that likes comedy, likes clean comedy, and I'm from here. Like,
hometown.
I got to hang it up.
Oh, dude. Anybody. If you see somebody bombing in their hometown?
Yeah, because when you're in your hometown, it's not even like hacky, like, what's the best? It's more like, you know, like, oh man, you guys ever been on 9th on 9th Avenue on a Thursday night? Like, you know, and they're like, oh yeah, it's all
you hit
the
them with one local reference and they're just whoa,
and it's so genuine.
Exactly. I do go to that Ralph's on that street.
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about that because we'd like to talk about family and stuff. You said your parents are still together,
still
30
together.
Years married.
30 years.
Did you grow up in the San Jose area? Are you Bay Area folk?
No. So I was actually born in Illinois, but my mom's from California and she's like, it's too cold.
Yeah.
And mommy wears the pants in that relationship. So, I was only
that's how
two.
They're still together.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So, I was only two when they moved back to California, but I grew up in like Ventura County, like Ventura Harbor Comedy Club.
Yeah.
That's like my home club.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So,
that's your.
I started there when I was 17.
How old are you now?
26.
Nice.
So, I took some time off during college.
Yeah.
Because, and I was just figuring out what alcohol was and having that freedom. And
that sounds like college for a lot of folks.
Yeah. So like my first 2 years, I was just so into the frat. Like you couldn't tell me nothing. Right.
Yeah. I like when you said that I went to a frat on stage. You're like, obviously, or whatever. You
said. Cause it's like, everybody's thinking it. And then they're like, called it. but my junior year halfway through, Vine was already out. So I was making some videos on there. And then I was doing open mics and it was such a frat guy mentality. I was like, okay, as long as I do 1 to 2 open mics per week my junior year, then I'll reward myself with drinking. Which
school's not involved in any
bars
of this, by the way.
Couldn't be lower. Right. I mean, I was a film major, so it was like I was not like it was so funny when finals would roll around because my friends are like so stressed out. They're reading books and I'm like editing on my laptop. Like, you guys stressed out? You guys want to watch this cut? So it was always funny. But I rewarded myself with that, and I was able to get up at comedy clubs because I was in a fraternity. I would message a booker like, hey, can I do a guest set? I'll bring out 30 people.
Yeah.
And the booker's like,
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We would love that. Thank you.
5 minutes to have 40 guys that will run our bar dry. You know, like, so I was on show.
Just make sure they know there's a 2-drink minimum. Won't be a problem.
Oh, they're, like,
they're gonna bring their
maximum.
Yeah, that's exactly.
I'm more concerned about a maximum.
Like literally, it was insane. So I was getting up on shows that I was too early to be up on. So I was getting up on these shows and performing at like venues like the San Jose Improv. You ever done that one?
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, huge.
So I'm getting up on shows like that, being like, you know, starting comedy and like 6 months in, I'm thinking I'm like, you know, Chappelle out here, right? Just be like, you guys ever been at a frat party? And my guys are like, yeah.
You're putting your foot up on the speaker, banging the mic on your knee.
Oh, I recorded my sets.
Sure.
I was like, I should post this. I remember I was sending clubs my tape, and I was like, oh, I hope they don't remember those tapes.
Yeah. You
know, that new tape confidence is something unmatched.
Yeah.
I wish some clubs that book me now would go through their archives.
Oh, my God.
Send me the first tape that they have.
The funniest part is I still have the same email.
Yeah.
So if they just put it in their search bar, they're like, okay. he's doing a weekend.
Oh, wait
here?
A minute. Yeah.
He's doing a weekend.
Mm.
I like... In San Diego.
How are ticket sales? Okay, give them the weekend.
Yeah.
I like in San Diego where when the person who does like open mics for 4 months and then their profile picture is inevitably them at ACC.
Yeah. Oh, it's that? The LA version is when they get up on the Tuesday open mic at the Laugh Factory.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. And get that background. Picture
and it's like there, yeah.
Oh, I did that with the San Jose Improv. Because I mean, if you're on the Improv and like the San Jose comedy scene, I was like, oh, this guy. So,
oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I was just... so pumped, moved to LA. I had what I thought was the hottest 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Went to an open mic, and I was like, never mind. And rewrote a lot, and I was still making videos and just kept plugging away at it.
What do your folks think of it all, then at first, and now?
At first, like when I graduated, they were pretty stoked on the graduation, but then I moved to LA, told them what I wanted to do. They're like, yeah.
What did you tell them you wanted to do?
I was like, well, I knew I wanted to do like stand-up and acting, but they're like, yeah, but also that day job, that's... focus on that, right?
It was a marketing job at the time. Yeah.
Marketing, yeah. So, and then I was like a year and a half in, I made a joke. I was like, yeah, well, you know, I'm just saving up until I quit. My mom was like, haha, right. And then like a year and a half later, I started to have some success online. And I think they were more just like, they were like so stoked on my like my passion and my drive behind it. That,
right.
That when I finally told them, I was like, hey, I'm quitting. They're like, oh yeah, we knew this was going to happen.
Sure.
So they were like stoked on it. Like,
yeah.
I brought my dad to the Charlotte show. Just because he's retired recently and he had a good friend out there. And
what did he do?
He was in sales.
Okay.
He was in sales. I actually had my dad bring me up on stage in Charlotte.
That's amazing.
Oh, I'm editing the video of it right now. But like he went up there. He did like a minute. Didn't tell me he was going to do anything.
He did some time.
Crushed. I get on stage and was like, I will fight you, Dad. Like, he went up there and just like literally crushed. He referenced like 3 of my videos. And he worked it into like a set because I think he's just been watching me grow
this guy.
Last couple of years.
This guy,
he had like comedic. He had like comedic timing.
Yeah, I guess
he
that
took
background
the mic out
sales.
Of the stand and moved the stand behind him.
Nice.
I was like, son of a.
He took his jacket off and hung it on the mic stand.
Settling in. Yeah, man.
He did a merch
thing
pitch.
Where he like put the he hit the mic on his leg. Yeah. But it was great. It was awesome. So my dad's like, he's retired. So that's just like, he like lives vicariously through me, which is so cool. And
yeah,
it's dope. And, you know, I think the more I've put into it, the more they're just like, they've overseen that like fear of, is it going to happen? Versus like, this is awesome. Like,
right.
Keep doing you.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
You know, so it's cool. But no matter how many followers I get, my mom still makes me take out the trash, which is, you know. Little humbling.
Yeah.
Like, Mom, I am verified. And she's like, and I still pay your phone bill. I was like, I'll take that right out right
what
now.
What if she said not on Twitter?
Oh. Okay.
Whoa,
all
Mom.
Right.
Mom.
I literally texted my manager today, like, what is good with that? Everything but that, you know?
Just the really, like, the specific birds. Like, I did that joke.
Right.
And it's true. Like, a kid... who had been like kind of like teasing my son. I don't know if you heard this joke.
Yeah, yeah, I do. I remember. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and he was like, "Your dad's not that funny. He doesn't have that many subscribers." And I was like, "We're gonna murder this
dude,
kid."
Isn't it funny when like, and that's what internet comments like for me are weird. It's like, I'll read 100 comments, you know, that are mixed. Like, this is great. This is whatever. This isn't like if something says this isn't good doesn't hit me. It's when they hit an insecurity that I know.
Yeah,
they'll be like, "Oh, it's kind of like the same character Trevor did on this video." And I'm just like. I told my cameraman that before we filmed it. He's like, no, you'll be fine. And I'm sitting there like, he sees right through me. Right.
How does he know?
It's the specifics that get to me.
Yeah.
Like, somebody tell me this guy sucks. Oh, join the club.
Right,
dude.
Absolutely.
But
yeah.
It's the specifics was hits that,
yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, I remember I had someone say something about a bit, and they just like, they were just, it was, I don't remember what the bit was, but like, man, I've heard a lot of bits like this. And I'm like, oh, you're calling me a hack?
Oh,
I was like, like the unoriginality.
Which, everybody's a hack. Just,
I have a friend who said, oh, by hack, what do you mean? People like it?
Yeah.
Like, is that what you mean by hack?
Exactly,
it's popular?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. People enjoy that? Yeah. That is a hack thing to do.
Well, so. What about siblings? You have siblings?
Older sister, 2 years older.
Yeah.
She lived in San Francisco for a while. Now she lives in New York.
Yeah.
Grinding it out. She's hitting some big comedy cities. Doesn't do comedy, but if she wanted to. I'm like, listen, you got to hit. There's a mic right under your building.
Yeah.
It's in the back of a rabbi's shed, but you got to hit the mic. She lives above a.
You can walk somebody else's dog and make a few bucks on the way to it.
Dude, it is. God, what's my favorite thing in LA is listening to people say they don't have a day job and then list seven other jobs they get for income. So like, yeah, I mean, I walk dogs for like 9 hours a day, but at least I'm not in an
office.
Dude,
I don't have a day job.
So yeah, it could be a little nicer.
You like, yeah, but at least I don't have a boss. Your boss is a golden retriever. Your boss is a literal canine.
Yeah. I'm doing this between Uber Eats, and you're like, you know what would be a lot easier? One job.
Right.
One job that you went to for 32 to 40 hours
a
week.
They always have like the pros and cons. Like, yeah, I do Uber Eats, but it's whatever. Sometimes, you know, they don't pick up the door. So it looks like, all right, get a free baguette. Like, just a baguette? That's all you wanted for lunch? No meat, just bread?
That's it.
Yep. The pros, man. Really making it in that town. So that's why I say, like, my goal of comedy was just, like, just to be able to support myself without working a day job is, like, that's the dream for me.
It's the dream, yeah.
You wake up and you figure out what you want to do with your life instead of being like,
yeah,
sure, I'll get right back on that. You know what
I'm
saying? So that's for me. That was my, like, making it.
Yeah.
Was being able to support myself, which just passed on a year of supporting myself just through comedy.
Well, congratulations, man. I know you got to drive back tonight, but I thank you for doing the show.
Yeah,
and
a private helicopter.
Hey, sponsored by Natty Light.
Yeah,
they sent all your gigs now.
It's a Mazda.
I appreciate you, man. Congratulations on everything. Excited to keep watching, and thanks for being chill and doing this.
Dude, thanks for having me.
Yeah, take care, buddy.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. If you have not done so already, please rate and subscribe. Follow us on all the social medias and share with all of your friends. Also, if you want to shoot us a note, you can email us at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Also, if you enjoyed this episode and you have not done so already, please go back and listen to all the episodes we've done before. Thanks so much, everybody.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
Switching between different tools to finish a project can feel stressful and disjointed, especially while juggling tight deadlines in a fast-paced work environment. Now, there's a better way. Grammarly built a writing surface that's a game changer for professionals. It helps move your ideas forward and sharpen your words for better results, all in one place. With Grammarly's AI agents, you get writing support at every step to bring polish and impact to your emails, reports, and proposals without the tab overload. Email sounds robotic, phrasing feels off, writing for a high-stakes client. Grammarly's got you covered. You can even ask Grammarly's AI chat to help brainstorm brilliant proposals, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or even shape a winning sales strategy, all right from your doc. 93% of professionals say that Grammarly helps them get more done. And now, it's your turn. Sign up for free and get stronger results. Faster work, smarter sentences, clearer finishes. Visit Grammarly.com to get started. That's Grammarly.com.